91X News.
It's 4 degrees at 4 o'clock from the newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Matthew Morgan. City of Belleville is recovering from yesterday's high wind. Joe Reed is the city's general manager of transportation and operations. He says the city is handling the cleanup.
We throughout the day, we had our staff working out, picking up trees, getting them off the roadways. We had about 11 o'clock last night, we were able to have all the roads cleared up and everything was off to the side, and then allowed for our day shift to come in this morning and clean up the debris and what was left over from what had taken place. We found that there were some locations up by the Glamour House. There were some large trees in Bridge Street East area. As you can imagine, the East Hill has some beautiful big trees, but some of them, unfortunately, did have to come down throughout the event. Our staff are out still actually this afternoon cleaning up twigs and branches and so forth, and just clearing the catch basins and such.
The roads are clear of debris today, and the rest of the debris, or the sides of the roads, should be cleared within the next few days. Coburg police are asking for public's help in locating a missing woman. Rachel Karkner was last seen in downtown Coburg on Sunday. The 35-year-old woman was described as being 5'4" and 115 pounds with brown hair. Police say she has ties to Coburg and Peterborough. Anyone with information is asked to call Coburg police or Crime Stoppers. The Canadian Cancer Society Daffodil Campaign is up and running. It kicked off at Loyalist College yesterday. Jessica Klein is in charge of community fundraising in the Hastings Prince Edward County branch. She says that this is an opportunity for all three levels of government to show their support.
We have lots of different ways to get involved with the campaign. We're doing daffodil sales, pin sales, as well as door-to-door canvassing. We always have events going on all throughout the year.
Klein says that one out of two Canadians will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. However, 50% of cancers are preventable thanks to early detection and treatment. Federal NDP leader Jagmeet Singh is renewing his call for a ban of random police checks. He says the practice is a form of systematic racism. Singh had made the announcement today in a predominantly black neighborhood in Halifax. Singh says he was detained by police for no reason multiple times when he was younger.
We know this is the case, that people are being stopped because of the color of their skin. And that's not good policing. That's not good for building up a vibrant society. It's absolutely true that when you're stopped in your own community for no reason, it makes you feel like you have no worth.
The federal leader has said police have stopped him without cause 11 times over the years, with the first incident of what he describes as racial profile happening when he was just 17. Trudeau says the G7 summit chance to show citizens they can have confidence in future. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is defending the usefulness of an annual G7 summit, which is being held this year in Charlevoix, Quebec. Trudeau said today the G7 meeting is a chance for leaders of the world's most developed economies to discuss issues such as inclusive growth, jobs, the environment, and the successful integration of women in the workforce. The Prime Minister made the comments in Quebec City at the preparatory meeting for the G7 summit that included internal business leaders. He says the summit is an opportunity for G7 leaders to show their citizens and people around the world they can have confidence in the future. Trudeau adds he expects protesters to gather in Charlevoix during the June 8th to 9th meetings, as they have done during the past summits. He suggests Ottawa would assume the costs associated with any damage caused during the protests, as G7 meetings are federal responsibility. No word yet if troops on the border will be armed. The latest, the upcoming development in the National Guard to the U.S. border with Mexico following President Donald Trump's deployment proclamation. U.S. officials say they have not determined yet whether National Guard troops sent to the border of Mexico to fight illegal immigration will be armed. Marine Lieutenant General Kenneth F. McKenzie told reporters at the Pentagon Thursday that it was not yet been determined how many, if any, of the National Guard troops participating at the border security operation will be armed. President Donald Trump on Wednesday said the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border had reached a point of crisis in his proclamation, directing National Guard deployment to the border. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Nielsen said has been working with governors on the southwest border states to develop agreements on where and how many guardsmen will be deployed.
You know that a dentist takes care of teeth, but do you know what an orthodontist does? Dentists treat tooth decay and other oral health problems. However, you should consult an orthodontist about the appearance of your smile, alignment of your teeth, or your bite. I'm Dr. Julianne Peterson. As a certified specialist in orthodontics, I work closely with your dentist to give you the smile you've always wanted. Call me for a complimentary consultation. 969-8822. You're going to love your Peterson smile.
Now for QNET Sports. Good afternoon. I'm Matthew Morgan. Tonight in sports, the Masters Tournament continues in Georgia this afternoon. Tiger Woods could have used a few pairs today, taking on Ehrman Corner. Woods hit three balls into the gallery and another one into the water at Augusta National, frame three hole signature section. He finished off with two bogeys and a par and could have been much worse. Woods is sitting at just three over in the opening round at the Masters and seven shots behind leader and playing partner Mark Leishman, who is at the top of the leaderboard with four under. Tony Finau on the course at Augusta National, playing on a badly sprained left ankle. He dislocated his ankle, celebrating a hole-in-one during the par 3 tournament on Wednesday, and then popped it back into place. X-rays were negative. And Finau was diagnosed with a high ankle sprain. He said that he was planning to play through the tournament with the pain. On the ice, it's a busy night in the NHL tonight with 12-game schedule. Toronto will be down in New Jersey. The Canadiens will be against the Red Wings. Edmonton will be hosting the Vegas Golden Knights. And another Battle of the West playoff-bound Winnipeg Jets welcome home the Calgary Flames. On Friday, the OJHL playoffs will continue down at the Duke Dome. The puck drops at 7:30 for Game 4 against the Aurora Tigers. Dukes are up 2-1 in the best-of-seven series currently. The Belleville Senators will travel to New York to take on the Buffalo Sabres farm team, the Rochester Americans. The Toronto Blue Jays will have the day off, but we'll be looking back to getting the win column tomorrow as they take on the Rangers. The Raptors will be welcoming back Toronto native Corey Joseph at the ACC as they take on the Pacers. Canada's Brad Gushue is on a three-way tie for the lead men's World Curling Championship in Las Vegas. Canada, Scotland, and Sweden each have 7 wins and 1 loss. Canadians' 8-5 win over Netherlands was their 6th straight. Third Mark Nichols said the team can sharpen up the short making, but he likes an attitude they have on the ice.
We had to clean up a few misses here and there, but I like our attitude on the ice. We're pretty laid back and relaxed, which is kind of what we need, and that's how our team plays really well.
Please send us your team league scores through email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now for the forecast. Today's forecast, the clouds will continue to move in the afternoon as we reach the high 1. Tonight there will be a chance of some snowfalls. And later on this afternoon, the wind becoming gusty at times, a low of minus 2 throughout the day. Friday, cloudy with periods of wet snow, high of 2. It's now 4:06, 4 degrees, QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Matthew Morgan, QNET News, next news at 5.